5 and 7, 12 days, Ramonesha. So, and then 12 days, and then she can go tefillah, but 2 days later, no probability, she'll be a needle, she'll menstruate. So they have a problem, these women have a problem conceiving, you know. And many times, the Shaila is asked, you know, by these women. So, now I don't want that I should be quoted, because Solifluk, according, now the Shaila is, does a woman become a nido when she has ovulation bleeding? Now, I asked a number of doctors, obstetricians, is ovulation bleeding due to the same cause as menstrual bleeding or a different cause? So the answer given by all the doctors is, not only it's not the same cause, it's just the reverse of menstrual bleeding. Because menstrual bleeding takes place as a result of an egg cell that was ready to be fertilized, and it's not fertilized. And ovulation bleeding is a result of the fact that the egg cell is available for fertilization. So it's just the opposite. This is how the doctors explain it. So one could argue, now I haven't inquired how Rabbonim paskin in respect to ovulation bleeding, but I paskin, I mean that a woman who has ovulation bleeding has to count Zayin Nikin, without any question. But one could argue that according to the Chasam Sefer Slomdes, he says that the machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether it's my necho or shlimayonis, is not whether it emanates from the mocha or not. Of course it emanates from the mocha, that's the mitzias. But the shaila is whether whether it originates in the same cause or in a different cause. So Levi says it originates in a different cause, and that's why it's Torah, and Rav says it originates in the same cause. So why is it Torah? It's just a cause. But, so the implication is that if Rav had agreed with Levi and the Mitzias that it originates in a different cause, so then he would agree with Levi, except that he's chilek in respect of Mitzias. And we pass like Rav. So there the Mitzias is, it originates in the same cause. And the reason as to why it's Toya because of Zeus HaKosov. So merely in the case of Shifas, it's also Toya in the case of Shifas. But Levi, he says that the reason as to why it's Toya is because it originates in a different cause, and that's why it's Toya. So merely in the case of Shifas, where it originates in the same cause as in the Yemei Tumas Leide, some Mele, then it's Tomei. But the common denominator between Rav and Levi is that if it originates in a different cause, then it should be Toya. Now, ovulation bleeding originates in a different cause, it is just the reverse of the cause of menstrual bleeding, so maybe she should be tailored. That's how it follows. But then, I don't think that this is the pshat in the machlekes between Rav and Levi. Because, of course, the Chasam Sefer makes it less difficult. If we were to assume that according to Levi, it doesn't emanate from the from the Mokeya. So then it's very strange. What is it? I mean, there is such a divergence between Rav and Levi in respect to the Hashem Mitzias, whether the Mitzias is that it comes out from the Mokeya or it doesn't come out from the Mokeya. I mean, that's very strange. According to some Sefer, they both agree that it comes out from the Mokeya. But the Machlekes is whether it originates in the same cause as the Yimei Tumas Leide or in a different cause. But still it's a Machlekes Limitzias, and it's a little strange that they are chilek in the Mitzias. All right, so Mele, there is a slight difficulty in the Chasam Sefer's pshat. But I think that there is another pshat in Levi. One second, let me finish. That there is no machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is that in Yimei Tumas Leide it originates in one cause, the bleeding. And any bleeding that takes place in Yimei Teah originates in another cause, because after all, in Yimei Teah, so it's already removed from the lady, by a number of days. So when she bleeds in the Yimei Teah, so then it originates in another cause. And that's the reason as to why, according to Levi, so it's Toya, because it doesn't originate in the same cause, it originates in another cause. So that's the Mitzias, the way Levi says. And Rav is made that this is the Mitzias. So why does Rav say, my Nechot? So that's the Machlokes. And that Shaila, I raise the Shaila in connection with the violation bleeding, whether she is a Nido or she is not a Nido. So it's possible that whether ovulation bleeding makes her a nido or doesn't make her a nido. Now what's ovulation bleeding? The dam comes out from the mocker, just like menstrual bleeding, but it emanates in a different cause. So Rav says, Mayan Echad, Al-Pedin is considered the same Mayan, Al-Pedin. Without Ebzeres HaKosuf, we should say it's a Mayan Tome, even though it emanates from a different cause. Because after all, it emanates from the same place. The blood, the menstrual blood, comes out from the walls of the uterus. It's called endometrium. So it emanates from the walls of the uterus. Now, no one should make the mistake, I mean, that would be a very unfortunate mistake, you know, because the Gemara mentions the dam comes from Nazdodi. No one should make the mistake that Nazdodi means the walls of the uterus. You might find that in certain Shultinos, I mean, translations, the walls of the uterus, but that's a mistake. The walls of the uterus, that's the mocker itself. And menstrual dam comes out from the walls of the uterus, not from the inside of the uterus, but from the walls of the uterus. But Nazodi means the Beisachitze. It means the vaginal canal. I mean, before the uterus. That's when the Gemara says Nazdodim, it means Nadamokeya. But when doctors say, medical books say the walls of the uterus, that means the walls of the uterus itself. So, in other words, so it's possible that that's the machlekes between Rav and Levi. Rav says the Mitzias is, as Levi says, according to Chasam Sefer, that Dam Teah comes out from the Mokeh, from the same place as the needle, from the walls of the uterus, from the endometrium, it comes out. But it originates in a different cause. In a different cause. So Rav says, Mayan Echodu, as long as it comes out from the same place as the nido, so it's the same ayah. The cause doesn't matter. But the cause doesn't matter. And Levi said, so why is it toya? So it should be tome. So Rav says, in Chalami, it should be tome. And if there hadn't been Exeros HaKosuv, that it's toya, it would be tome. Because it is the middle. The cause doesn't matter. The important thing is the fact from which it comes out, from the moker. As long as it comes out from Moker. And Levi says, Shnina Yonis, no. That if it originates in a different cause than the cause of the Yemelede bleeding, menstrual bleeding, so Mimele it's considered a mind toy. It's considered a mind toy, even though it comes out from the same place. I say, and that's the reason as to why the Torah said that it's Torah. So Mele, suppose we know that it originates in the same cause as the dam in the Himalaya, so then it is Tomei, that's Shifas. All right. Then it is Tomei. All right. Now, there's the Pshat. So Mele, now, if we explain the machlekes between Rav and Levi, not only as a machlekes in Mitzias, whether it originates in a different cause and the same cause, they both agree that the dam in Yemeteya originates in a different cause, but Rav holds that it is still the nido, except that there is exerus hakosuv that is toya. So mainly in the case of Shifas, where it mamish emanates from the same cause. So it's also toya. And Levi holds, no, if it emanates from a different cause, so then it's toya, so then it has to be toya. Some mele, it will follow that in the case of Shifas, it's also toya. Because in the case of Shifas, so it's Tomei. With Shifas, Mutir Zayin, Leacha Zayin. So it's Tomei. Now, we pass like Rav, that Mayan Echot. That means that even though it emanates from a different cause, it still should be considered Mayan Tomei, but except that here there is Exos HaKosuv, that it's Toya. So that Exos HaKosuv is respecting Meteya, but we do not have Exos HaKosuv in respect to ovulation bleeding, so in relation should be Tome. Because all the demons, Mayan Echot, as long as it comes out from the Moker. All right. Meise, Damayil de Sholitovlo, Bishamayim Krekoch Mimrad Leo, Ubisilim Mitamilach Viovich, Kosal Kadaito de Posko, that the Mishnah is reference to the case where she is not Shifas. In other words, before the termination of the Imei Tumas Leide, so the flow subsided. And then the flow started again. So, בישלים לרב יום היין אחדו, נשמוך מתמי לך ויובש. So you understand, בישילה, אלי וידיום השנים היון נסיים, עמי מתמי לך ויובש. It comes out from an Adama, from a Mayan Toya. From a Mayan Toya. Omlachleim. Hochem Yaskinam Bishifas. That when Abisil Mitamei Damayili Shalitovlo Lachvi Yovesh, only in the case of Shifas, where the flow started, let's say, at 5:30 p.m. on the seventh day, and it continued into the eighth day, up to 7:30 p.m. So mele, so we know that it came out, it emanated from the Mayan Tomei. That's why Bisilel say, it's mitame lach biyovish. Ibishifas, my time will be Shama. So why do Bishama say it's Toya? After all, according to Levi, the reason is why the dam in the Imitea is Toya is because it emanates from the Mayan Toya. But here it started from the Mayan Tome and continued from the same Mayan. My time will be Shamai. Kasava Bishamai. Mayan Echodu. So it's a remarkable thing. According to Levi, who says Ishnei Mayones, so only a limited Bisila Levi says Ishnei Mayones. But Bishamai, Levi agrees, holds that it's Mayan Echodu. It's Mayan Echodu. Bishleimali Levi, Haynadi Kebim Bishamai Bisila, El Rav Maybinai. So according to Levi, that's the machlekes in the lomdes between Bisham and Bisil. Bisham I hold Mayon Echot. Bisham I hold Bisham I hold Mayon Echot. Mayon Echot. So Mele, even the case of Shifas, so where we know that it emanates from the same Mayon as the dam that emanated in the 7 days of the Yemetimas Leide, so still any type of dam that comes out in the 8th day, even though it comes out from the same source as the dam that emanated on the 7th day, so is Toya, because it's Yasakosuk. Hateotimose, Bateotirose. And Bisilel hold, no, the reason is why the Yimeitea, the dam is Toya, is because it emanates from another Mayon. But here it emanates was a hemshech of the flow that started from the Mayim Tomei. Some mele, it is mutame. Bishlamin eigentlich mishame visilel. Bisham I hold my nechod in visil hold shnei mayones el rav my binai. What's the machlekes between Bisham and Bisil? Ike binaye yeme utfile. The Bisham is avre b'yeme tol rachman. And as long as the yemeil tumas leide expired, so mimele, any dam that comes out after that, after the expiration of yemeil tumas leide, is toyer. And Ubisil Savre Bien Utfile. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. כשאלך דייטו לפוס כל ימי שני, לאחר שבועיים, ומשמוך מיתה מלאך ויובש, עם מים תומי בו, ועתיר לו את הראש לי בסילל, אלו, בימי התפיל, אלו לוי, הומי מים תוי עושה, דחיפס כניסתמה תומי, בשפס, מתיח ימי תומל ימי תארה, ולו יפוס כל, בישלם אלו לוי, במה בסילל בזמיון עושה, הנדיקן, ומשם בישראל, ובישראל שני מיונסי, וחי וחיל מלי פוסק, פמי עוד, ולניסמי עוד, ולניסמטומי, ובשם מיינך עודו, ועתיר אותי רוסי אחר שבועיים. אל לי רב דומה מיינך עודו, I bisil al kaime kavosei maike klima b'maiko miflige u maitaime di bisil di mitamin b'yeime u tfile loishne shifaz loishne pisekes kol zman shalui tovlo have domo tomei b'meili dosom. Alright. Toshma. תושמה, ומדים בילד בזייב שאם איתם הולך ביובש, בישם היה מידה, בישם היה מידה תביסילל, בילד בזייב, סול איסטומי, סל קודאי תוך, הוכנם ליפוסקו, דת, the Mishneh, when it says umeilim yild bizeiv shemitam alach v'yobeish, has reference to the case of posko. So bishlim l'rav v'mayin echadu mishmoche mitam alach v'yobeish. Elei dom ashtim ayonesei. So it's like dam from the chedem. It's not dam tomei. Whatever the pshat is. So it's not amtomei, so why is Bishamai made it that it's tomei? Bishlim rabu mayin achodu mishumachim tamalach v'yobish. El levi domashin mayon esein. So it's dam toi, like dam from the chaitem. Amai mitamalach v'yobish. Amaloch, hochanamu bishifas. When is Bishamai made it? When is Bishamai made that it's Tomei, be let us be Zeiv, if it's Shifas? In other words, it started before the Yimitea, and it continued in the Yimitea. So may we know that it emanates from Mayim Tomei, whatever the Pshat is. So Mimele, that's why they are made it. Ibishifas lima yitztrich, libishama yitztrich. Afal gav dikam rabbi shama mayin echadu, uviyim etole rachmone, hanen mile bihildes kreide, tishlimu lo yeime, avol yehildes bizei, di boye sfire, so lo, now the Rashi. Who made him yield b'zeif shemitamo? וכינא כשאופרים לידוסו, וליסוף רחן זין מקין, וכסרוק דייטור הוכן עמדי פוסקו, אחר שבועיים, ומשמוכן מטעמי, דמימיון תומי עושו, ועתיר לתיר עושי, עד שתשב זין מקין כדין זבו, עמי מתומו דמימוקמתוי אובו, והרי הוא קידם הכפוסו הריקו שמתמלך משומיין הזו ולא יובש לבישם היצטריך קום המיין אחד הוא ומתאר לביל ארז קרדיטה אך אני מלידוסו מיד ביים איתו האחמוני יסטביל בזה ולהשמין אני מתאמה דהן מלידה ודמתיה אקורית בישם הילך ומלידה ארז קרדיטה אבל ילד בזה דיבי ספורים כל זמן שלי סופרו הוודומו קידם זיווה דום אחד מיון עושה ותירו לתיר עושה עד שתספר כי תרסי ואחר תיתור אחר אחר לכולון תושמה בוסו תיקמו דבי אל בני ישראל אמר אישו כי סזריע ויולדו זוכו ויתומו שיר הסיומים כי מי נידז דבי סוטיק דבי סוטיק מו לרבי שסבלו דבי אל נידו יזול סוטומי שיבו יומי תתמו לרבי סלילס even though it says יומי but לילה is the same thing תתמו לרבי הילדס בזייף שצריכו שתשי שיבו יומי ניקי שיבו יומי ניקי ואיסו תתמו קרוי סיירו It's superfluous. Da haben wir nicht da, wo wir zusammen jommen. So die Tore können wir sehen. Da werden wir so lange riechen, bis als wir die Ode so hoch, die Tomo Shivas jommen, period. Why can we need das Dweisotikma? Why can we need das Dweisotikma? So that's Miusel. So ile koi seo da wo nicht wo tmeo sei jomim ki mei nido vilishteik li rabbi she mitamo es beyalo ki nido o rabbi se salil ki jomim do itinu jomim kshi so en rabbi se yoleres bizeiv she tzricho she teisheiv she bo jomim nikim bishrim le rabbi zoma mayen echodu mishmoche baye she bo jomim nikim Because in the midst of Zion Nikim, if a woman has a rear of Dam Tomei, so it says of the Mir. Hello, lady, the Omashni Mayone say, Lomo Lishivo. But so it's in Mayim Toeir. So it's not Dam Tomei. So why should it be Seisir? Bimashu Sagi. The only thing that is necessary is that there should be a pause. There should be a stop in the flow. And then, if there is any stop in the flow, and then it starts to flow again in the Yemeteya, so it's like dam from the Chaitem. So it shouldn't be Seizeya. Bimashu Sagi. So the Gemara says, Hochekoma, Tzricho Shetipsik Mashu Sheyalu Shibanikim. Challenge the king. In other words, but in the case where in the midst of the Zayinikin, and that was on the seventh day or on the 14th day, so the flow started and it didn't stop before the expiration of the seventh day, before the expiration of the 14th day, so then it continued into the 8th day. So she has start counting Zayin Kim, seven clean days in you. That's the pshat. She tzricho she teje she in Yom Kim. But in Haname, according to Levi, suppose a letter is busy. So she started to count Zayin Kim, let's say, on the fifth day, so she counted the fifth, the sixth, the seventh day. As she counted fifth and the sixth and the seventh day, and then at night in the eighth day the flow started. So even it continued for several days, so the eighth day can be considered in the Zayinikin, because the flow is like a flow of dam from the Chayitem. Hoi koma, tzricho shetitzik mashu shiyaulo shibunikin. Now the Rashi. So why does the price say it has to be clean days, even if she has a flow in the Yemeteya? So it's like a flow from the Chaitem. Shetipsik Mashu, Laha Shwaim, the Nikibo, Dibisir Shwaim, Lafefsiki, the Hidden the Hizeres, the Rey Bisir Shwaim, Chosaratomili Posea. All right. Toshma, Yimei Buro Elinol, Yimei Nikosa, Vim Nikosa Elinol, Yimei Buro. Now, there are certain noshim, certain women who are mishalokis dam, who normally don't have a menstrual flow. An ubaris, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, even though sometimes a pregnant woman has a flow of dam, but that's not the usual thing. Or a nursing woman, many times, heavy flow of dam. But that's not the usual thing. So, mele, muberes, minekes, ktano, a girl before she reached puberty, usually does not have dam. She's also mishalekes dam. Or iskeno, after menopause. So then, she is not becheskas to have dam. So there are four groups of women who are becheskas mishulokis dam. Now, there is a machlekes between the first Mishnah in Ide. Turn to the first Mishnah in Ide. Shammai Emrim, Kol Anoshim Dayom Shaito. Hillel Emrim, Lipkide Lipkide, Vafil Yomim Harbe. Vachachomim Emrim, Loiki Divrize, Veloiki Divrize. Elomei Sleis Nima Etes, Agyad Lipkide Lipkide. Mipkide Lipkide, Nima Etes, Agyad Mei Sleis. Suppose a woman has a flaw. So, as far as Lisa Bailey is concerned, so you're not Cheshish Limafreya. Maybe she had a discharge of dam, and the dam came out from the uterus into the Beis Achitzen. Let's say long before, you're not Cheshish, because we rely on Chazok. We rely on Chazok. So, and since she had a status quo of Teiro. So Mimele, we assume that until the dam came outside, so she was Teiro. And when did the discharge from the uterus take place? Only now. That's in respect to Bible. So we are not Cheshish Lemafreya, because we rely on Chazok and Mikore. She had the Cheskas Teiro, so we say that the Cheskas Teiro continued until now. How about Taras? So Midrabono, of course, Midraise, there is no distinction between Bailo and Taras. So just as you rely on Chazoke in regard to Bailo, we rely Midraise and Chazoke in regard to Taras, but Midrabono. So Bishamayim Rim, Shamayim Rim, Kol Anoshim Dayim Shait. That if, let's say, a woman had a flow, let's say, on Tuesday, she had a flow on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Monday, so she handled all kinds of taras, trumas. She touched this kicker of trume, that kicker of trume. She handled taras Monday. So we do not have to be cheshish. Maybe the discharge from the uterus took place a day before, but now it came outside and contaminated taras. Dayan shaitan. So just as Midraise, we rely on Chazoke, so Midrabono, we also rely on Chazoke, even regard to Taras. That Shama, Hilalei Meir, Mipkide Lipkide, Vafil Yom Nam. Now usually when there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, so Shama is the machmir and Hilal is the making. Here, it is just the reverse. I mean, that Shama is the Mekil, he says, Dayan Shaita. We don't have to contaminate old Tyres she handled on Monday. And Hillel is the Machmer. He says, Mipkide Lipkide. Mipkide Lipkide. In other words, if she made a Bdika, let's say, she had the flow Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. At 7 a.m. And then the last bdike she made on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. So according to Hillel, all the taras she handled between 7 a.m. Sunday and 7 a.m. Tuesday within the 48 hours prior are contaminated because we are cheshish. Maybe 1 minute after she finished making the bdike on Sunday, there was a discharge of a tipas dam from the uterus into the Beis Achitzen, and it came out only now, 2 days later, that's possible. So he says, Mipkide Lipkide, Vafil Yom Harbe, even if it is more than 24 hours. Vachachomim Emrim, Loiki Divrizeh, Loiki Divrizeh. ומייס לייס ממעטס על יד מפקידה לפקידה, ומפקידה לפקידה ממעטס על יד מייס לייס. In other words, because why are we mitamei only the tires the woman handled within the 24 hours prior to the flow? Why? That's the rabbanon. Because midraise, it's the monefia. Either we are cheshish, the mafreya, up to the last moment, the earliest moment, one moment after the last decay, or we are not cheshish, we are not mitamei tires altogether. But midraise, so everybody agrees that we rely on chazaki. That is dying shait. But midrabonon, the gabitaires we are machmir. So the chachomim are not so machmir as Hillel himself. Hillel himself is mitamei all the tares she handled from Afreya, even more than 24 hours prior to the flow of dam. And the chachomim is only mitamei the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior. So in other words, if she had the flow at 7 a.m. Tuesday, so all the tares she handled since 7 a.m. Monday until 7 a.m. Tuesday are contaminated, are tome. But the tares she handled Sunday night, so there, even though she handled it after the bdike 7 a.m. on Sunday, so that is not tome. So that's what he says. Elameis leis me'ayetes al yad m'pkido l'pkide, m'pkido l'pkide me'ayetes al yad me'is leis. Now, how do we pask? We pask neither like Shammai, neither like Hillel, but like the Chachom. So, when a woman has a period and she handles tires within the 24 hours prior, so all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior are tome. Midrabonon. Now, so then they are certain noshim who are becheskas mislokis dam. Who are the noshim? Muberes, a pregnant woman, a minekes, a nursing woman, ktano, a little girl before she reached puberty, and tskeno, a woman after menopause. So they are becheskas mislokis dam. So the aloha is... Oh. Toshma. Yimei buro eilin lol yimei minikoso. Vimei minikoso eilin lol yimei buro. Now, so there is a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in the first perek in Ide. Now, so, like this, we pasken like the Chachomim, that it's mitamei meis leis, all the tares the woman handled within the 24 hours prior atome. But a minekes and muberes, since she's becheskas mislekes dam, because usually she doesn't have the period, a minekes or a muberes, some mele ligabi these women, even the chachomim, are made that it's dayesh aito. Even Hillel and the chachomim are made that it's dayesh aito, and she is not mitamei all the tares, we are not mitamei all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior, because she is becheskas mislokis dam. Now, all tanoim agree that in Nekes and Muberes, so is Dayoshaito, is not mitamei the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior. But there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir in the Mishneh, what kind of minekes and muberes is dayoshaito? Rav Meir says, any minekes, any muberes, any minekes, any muberes is dayoshaito. Rav Yosi in the Mishnah says, only a minekes or a muberes that had three anus. Three anus means each anus of 30 days. Three anus devoid of that. In other words, if a woman is pregnant and 90 days have elapsed in her state of pregnancy without her having the period, so, and then after not having the period for 90 days, she had the period, so she's not mitame the tares she handled within the 24 hours fine. But suppose she has been muberes or she has been minekes, but she just had been devoid of dam for 60 days, for 80 days, not 90 days. And then 80 days later, as of the previous period, she again has the period. So then she is mitame, all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior. That's Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, in the first period, Kenide. Rabbi Meir is chilek. Rabbi Meir says that any muberes, any minekes, even if she didn't have a hefsek of having the period for 90 days, three enes beinis, you know. An enes beinis means a period of 30 days. And because the average woman has a period every 30th day. So that's why a period of 30 days is called the enes beinis. An average enes. An average enes. That's right. So Rav Meir says that any minekes, any muberes, even if she didn't have been, even if she hasn't been devoid of a period for 90 days, so when she does have a period, so it's dayoshaito. That's the machlokes. Now, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishneh, Hishiti is that in order to apply the aloha of dayoshaito to minekes and muberes, there are two prerequisites. First, she should have the status of minekes and the status of muberes. Secondly, that she should have a hefsek of 90 days, of three enes beinis. So, Rabbi Yosi says that the 90 days can be mitzuret from a number of days in a state of pregnancy and the number of days in a state of minekes. So, Rabbi Yosi, so yimei buro elin lo limei minikoso, vimei minikoso elin lo limei buro. Kate, hifsiko shtayim bimei buro. 60 days while she was pregnant, she didn't have the period. And then she gave birth and she became a minekes. And then of Ibor, of Hefsek Dam, and 30 days in the state of Menekes. Or Shtayim b'minikoso v'achas me'iburo, or achas u'merzug me'iburo, v'achas u'merzug b'minikoso, eilin lo l'gim l'aynis. Eilin lo l'gim l'aynis. So it's Mitzurim. All right. Now, Now let's see the Rashi piecemeal. In this Gemara, it's important to see the Rashi piecemeal. Yimeiburo elo b'ferikame amrinom mu'uberes eminiko shof olo gimuleineis v'iroaso dayo shaito elo kelema mitztaf l'mei minikoso ki inhoiso miniko v'ischilo lifseik and she stopped seeing dam. She didn't have a period. V'nisabro v'ishlimo gimuleineis mitztarfim yemeiburolim in nikoso. So that's the Gemara. So v'ishleime lirav diomamayim echadu mishinoche boyehepsek sholishenis. So we see from that Mishneh that according to Rabbi Yisi, there has to be a cessation of dam for 90 days. For 90 days. El Levi, the Omar. So according to Rav, we understand as to why there has to be a cessation of dam, total cessation of dam for 90 days. For 90 days. But if there is a cessation of dam only for 60 days, not 90 days, so then we don't say Dayashaita, according to Rav. Why? Because if she saw dam, she had the flow of dam after she gave birth to the child. So Mele, even though the flow of dam was in the Imitea, but it's still a mind tome, except that the Torah was mitired. But insofar as giving her a chazoke of Musrekes dam is concerned, so that depends upon the mitzies. And the mitzies, the dam that flows, that emanates in the imitea, so is the same as the dam is meitume. Some mele, she is not the cheskas mislekes dam, unless there was a total cessation of dam. She didn't have a flow of dam. But according to Levi, so why does Rabbi Yisi say only if there was a let's say 90 days, the completion, 30 days, 30 days, in the state of minikoso, but in the state of the minikoso, that's yemeteya, because 60 days she had the cessation of dam in the state of ibo, then she gave birth to a child, and then the Rabbi Yisi says if she had the cessation of dam for 30 days after she gave birth to the child, so then she's becheskas mislekes dam, and if after 90 days she has the period, so is dayashai. But suppose she doesn't have a cessation of dam for the 30 days after the lady, over and above the cessation of dam of the 60 days, so then she's not becheskas mislekes dam. According to Rav, we understand it. But according to Levi, even if she doesn't have a cessation of dam in the 30 days after the Levi, so she has a flow of dam. She has a continuous flow of dam in the Medea. But that's like dam from the nose. So she should still be considered becheskas mislekes dam. That's the Gemara Skash. Bishleime lirab domayim echadu mishmolecha boy hepsek sholishenis. But if she doesn't have the cessation of dam in the 30 days after leide to be mitzurah to the 60 days of the ibo, so then she is not becheskas mislekes dam, because she had dam coming from the same source. But El Levi, the Omar Ashni Mayonis say, Lomeli Hefsek Sholoshenis, Himashusage, as long as the dam stops, Himashusage. So let's see Rashi. Bishleime lerav doma mayin echadu mishmoche mu beres shishchil lahafzik viyoldot shichol hashlem gimleinis shelitirach alei deklum vidam leide loy mafzik lishalishemish ki datzino meferikame dam nido lechud vidam leide lechud avoach alei de ichazoye loy shlimo gimleinis ומתאמו מאיס לאיס, שאין דומהו מסולוקי, שמסולוקי. So in other words, so why does Rabbi Yisi say that she is only בחזקס מסולקס דם, ממילא, it's דיו שייטו, only if she had a cessation of דם in the 30 days, after the lady, but if she had done in the 30 days, then we don't see Daesh Haito, according to Rav, you understand? But according to Levi, even if she had a flow of Dam, let's say, starting day, and the ninth day, and the 10th day, and the 11th day, and then the 12th day, up to the end of the 30th day, she had a flow of dam. So that's dam from another source. So she should still be considered to have had a cessation of dam, because it comes from another source, from another cause. Oh. So Bimashu Sagi. Now again, the Rashi is very important, because there is a kashe by Rabbi Kveya. So in order to understand that kashe, we have to go over very carefully the Rashi again. So bish leimel lerav doma mayim echadu. משמוך המאוד בראש ישראל להפסיק ביולדו צריך על השלם גמלניץ שלא יתירח על ידי כלום ודם ליד אלוי מפסיק לשאול לשמיץ כי זה עצינו לפי כמה דם נידה לחוד ודם ליד לחוד אבל אך על ידי יחזויה לא ישלימו גמלניץ ומתאמו מייס לאיס שין דמל מזלוקי. So Rashi mentions the Gemara Sikashe and the Gemara Siteres, that few the Nide. Because the Gemara Sikashe, here Rabbi Yisi says, that the 30 days of Yimei Minikoso are Mitzuref to the 60 days of Yimei Iburo. What does it mean? That if a woman had a cessation of dam in the last 60 days of her pregnancy, then she gave birth and she had a cessation of dam for the first 30 days after the lady, and then she had a period, so it's dayoshayt. So the kashi is, but when she gave birth, usually there is a lot of blood, so mele, that was an interruption in the cessation.
Right.
So she didn't have.
So how can it be miserable?
So one teretz by the Gemara is that the Mishneh Rabbi Yisi has reference to the case which is an unusual case, but it happens. Lady Yabeshti, where she gave birth to a child and there was no flow of dam. But in Ochaname, it wasn't a lady Yabeshte, if the lady was accompanied by a flow of dam, as it usually does, so that would be a hefsek in the cessation. It would be a hefsek in the hefsek of dam, you see. because she had because she had dam. Then the Gemara gives an alternative that Rabbi Yossi does not have to have reference to the case of a lady Abeshte, which is an extremely unusual case, lady Abeshte. But Rabbi Yossi can have reference to the usual case where there was an abundance of dam coming out at the time of the delivery. But dam leide lechut ve dam nide lechut. You see, that doesn't count. In other words, the dam leide that comes out at the time of the psichas hakever is not a hefsek in the cessation of dam. Because we know that this dam came out because of the psichas hakever. Because it opened, it widened, you know, it widened to allow the baby to be delivered. So Mimele, the dam is not considered as a negation in the hefsek of dam. Because dam leide lechut, v'dam nide lechut. Oh, now let's see. The Rashi again. Now we understand the Rashi. Bishlim le'rav d'omar mayim echodu mishumoche miuberes shishrilo lehapsik v'yoldo tzricho lehashlim gimoeis shalitirach alide klum. But how is it possible shalitirach alide klum? There has to be a lot of dam coming out from the uterus at the time of the delivery of the baby. The answer is that dam doesn't count. That dam does not negate the cessation. Dam leide lechut, dam nide lechut, v'dam leide lemafsik l'sholishenis. Is not a hefsek in the hefsek of sholishenis. Does not interrupt, does not negate the sholishenis. Ki da'atzinam ferekame, dam nide lechut v'dam leide lechut, acha leide, ichazoye, lo yishlimo gimul eineis, umitamo meis leis, shein domeo mislok, elo leivi, afilu yichazi lachashvayi, holav mi mayim tome yose, viyalu lo lashlom ha-sholish eineis, dahave kilu dam yichait mozo. So why does the Rabbi Yossi require there should be a cessation of dam in the 30 days after leide, even if there is no cessation. As long as there was a pause in the yitzias adam. So it's not shifas. As long as there is not shifas anymore, some mele, he doesn't negate the hefsek sholishenis because it's like dam in achaitem. It's dam from a mayim toya. Lomu hefsek sholishenis bimashu sage l'altzid rashe bimashu sage shetifseik acha gemileide mashu dineime nista matome. So look what shetifseik acha what acha yimileide. So Rashi emphasizes acha yimileide. What does it mean? After the 7 days, after the 14 days, she tipsik acha yimileide mashu. The name nistamatome. Nistamatome. So horekoma. Tzricho she tipsik mashu ki yishiyalu sholoshenis. That the pshat in the Mishneh, according to Levi, is not that she, in order to be mitzureh, the 30 days of cessation of dam, to be mitzureh to the 60 days of cessation of dam, to make war, so it's necessary that she should not have any flow of dam, within the 30 days. As long as at the end of the Yimeleide, the flow stops, let's say you let us in the cable, and the flow stops before the end of the 14th day, even on the 15th day, the Dam comes out again and it continues the 15th and the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, and so on. So still it's considered to have a Hefsek Sholoshenis. Why? Because even though the Dam came, but that's like Dam from the Chetem. This is what, according to him, from the Chetem, from the nose. All right. So, what did the Gemara say? Hoche koma, tzricho shetifzik mashu, kishiyahu shoshins. Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi said, bimashu sage shetifzik acha yimilei de mashu. Tineime nistam atome. In other words, as long as she stops before the expiration of the yimilei. So, and even though it is resumed, the flow, let's say in the Yimitea, it doesn't matter, because that doesn't negate the cessation, because that's like Dam from the Chetem, any Dam that comes out in the Yimitea. Look in the Gilin Ashas. Tzriche shetifzik mashu, hach mashu, any move on. Is not understandable. Lechir, you see how Rabbi Kveyer was careful in his formulation. Sometimes he says lezachisil oven, koshe tzorchim godol. Sometimes he says tzorchim. So here he says, ach mashu in moving lechir. In other words, it's possible to give it teretz, but lechir it's a kash. Hach mashu in the moving the chere. To ach kol choch beloy roas or kol yim leide. Dim loy kein hach rie gufe have hefsek biser gimulaynes. So that negates this, the cessation of gimulaynes. Di davke di beleide am rinu liyo dam leide lechud. Hayne madiyeti al di psichas hakever di leide. Avul ze shereye b'seich yimei aleide kim di mayon tome yose pshite di mafsik d'leigora midamteya. D'leigora midamteya. So Rav Kriya's kashi is as follows. Why does the Gemara say tzricha shetipsik mashu? What does it mean tzricha shetipsik mashu? So, and as Rashi pointed out, in the Kasha Gemara, b'mashu sage shetipsik acha yimelei de mashu. What does it mean? It means that before the end of the yimelei de, let's say, the end of the 14th day, she should stop flowing down. And even if the flow is resumed, let's say, 2 hours later, the night of the 15th, and it continues for many days, it doesn't matter, because that flow is from a mind toya, so it's like Dam from the Chetem. So that means it's mashma from Rashi, and it's mashma from the Rosh Nagmore, the Mashu Sage, that the only necessary thing is that the flow of Dam should stop before the expiration, a mashu, a minute before the end of the Emelede. And suppose she has a flow of Dam on the 5th day, on the 6th day. If it stops before the end of the 7th day, let's say, or if it stops before the 14th day, you let us in cable, and then it is resumed again, some melee he doesn't matter, because that's done from another source, you know, like done from the Cheder. That the only thing that matters is if the dam would start flowing before the end of the 14th day, and it would continue into the 15th day, so then we would say it's from the Mayan Tomei. But as long as the flow stops before the end of the Emilei, even though it's resumed in the Yemei Tehar, so it doesn't matter. So he says, no, it's not so. After all, she has to have a cessation of dam for 30 days after the lady. But the kasha of the Gemara was, every time she gives birth, there is a lot of dam. So dam later, that doesn't matter. That only means that the dam that comes out bishas psichas akeva doesn't count, doesn't constitute a hefsek in the gimelinis. But the dam that comes out after the psichas akeva, a day later, so that certainly counts, and that is a hefsek in the gimelinis. Some mele, the Rosh Nagmore should be not bimashu sagi. Tzricho shetifsik mashu, but the Rosh Nagmore should be tzricho shetifsik immediately after the psichas akeda. But if, let's say, if it started to flow after the psichas akeda, a day later or 2 days later, so that dam itself would negate the hefsek gemoines. Look at the Rabbi Meir. Hach mashu in the moving lechere. Do al kolcho beloy roas or kol yemeleide. Dim loike. Hach rie gufe av hefsek. Biser gemoines. Di dafke. Di beleide am rimon liil dam leide lechut. Heine ma di yeitze al di psichas akere de leide. Avon ze shereye bisich nimei al leide. Geben die mein Tomei Ose, pschiete die Mafsik, die Likora mit dem Thea. Die Likora mit dem Thea, according to Rav. So certainly, the dam that comes out in the Yimei Leide, will be Mafsik. When the Gemara says that Yud, dam Leide Lechud, it does not negate the Gemara means, the Gemara is reference to the dam that comes out simultaneously with the delivery of the baby. But the dam that comes out in the Emilei, a day later, not simultaneously with the delivery of the baby, that negates the Hefsek Gemoreinis. So why does the Gemara use the washing? Tzricho shetifsik mashu, as long as the dam stops before the termination of the Emilei, even if the dam, the flow of dam is resumed later in the Yemei Tehar, it doesn't matter, no. But if there was a dam in the Emilei, then that negates the Hefsek Gemoreinis. Only the dam that came out simultaneously with the Psichas Akeva, with the delivery of the baby, doesn't count. So why did Rabbi Kveya say a nimuvan mechire? In other words, it's not such a strong kash. Because we can give it that. Because since the Gemara says that dam leide lechut and dam leide doesn't count, it doesn't negate the hefsek of gemoreinis. Because we know the reason as to why the dam came out. Because of the lady, so you could say that the lady who doesn't have reference only to the dam that comes out from the uterus at the time of the delivery of the baby. Any dam that comes out from the uterus in the course of the Imeleide is called Damleide, because when a woman delivers a baby, so then when she gives birth to a baby, there is an abundance of dam coming out. Why? Because the coming out, the emergence of the baby affects souls in the uterus. That's why it bleeds. Now, even after the delivery is completed and it stopped bleeding, but the uterus is still very sore. So Mimele, the Mitzias is that 4 days later, she might start bleeding again. Because if you have a wound in the finger, and then it stops bleeding, doesn't bleed. But suppose you irritate it, so to bleed again. Why? Because the finger, even though the bleeding stopped, but the finger is very sore because you have a cut in the finger. You have a cut in the finger. I know when I have a cut in the finger, so even days later, when I use my fingers, you know, in tying my shoelaces, no, I'm not very handy now, so I start bleeding again because I had a cut several weeks ago on the finger. So every time, you know, it collides with the shoelace, so it starts bleeding again. So the same thing is true of a woman who gives birth to a baby. So true, there is a lot of blood that comes out. There is a lot of blood that comes out at the time of delivery, a lot of blood. Then it stops bleeding, but the uterus still remains sore for a number of days. So any irritation affects bleeding again. So Mimele, when the Gemara says Dam Leide Lechud, it doesn't mean only the dam that comes out simultaneously in delivery. The dam that comes out in the Imeleide is not counted. Doesn't negate the Hefzeg Imeleinus. Because we know why does dam come out, let's say, on the fifth day after it stopped bleeding? The bleeding stopped on the first day of the Leide. And now the fifth day, all over again, bleeding. Why? Because she probably, it was probably irritated. I don't know why it was irritated. It was irritated. Some Mele, and it's all. So, some Mele, that's why the Gemara says, with Dam Leide Lechud. So Dam Leide Lechud doesn't mean only the dam that comes out at the time of the delivery of the baby. At the time of Yisrael Sakeva. Look at the Rashi. Rashi said, Nimashu Sagi, Shetipsik Achal Yimeleide Mashu. The important thing is that before the Imeleide expire, she should stop bleeding. So that means that even though she bled in the course of the Imeleide, let's say, but as long as she stopped, as she subsided before the expiration of the Imeleide, so there is no interruption in the Hefse Gimleinus. Why? Because Dam Leide Lechud. So not only the dam that comes out at the time of Sechas HaKeva, any dam that comes out in the course of the lady. That's why Rabbi Kveya says, Hach Mashu in Muven Lecher, because he understood very well he can say that. So why does he say Lecher? So why doesn't he say it? Manifshach. Because Rabbi Kveya was bothered by something. He said, of course, it would be very logical to say that any dam that comes out in the course of the Milede, it does not negate the Hefsegim Leimus, because that's attributable to the soreness of the uterus. Soreness of the uterus. So it doesn't negate the Hefsegim Leimus. But if the Amrita Lechut is referenced not only to the dam that comes out at the time of labor, but to any dam in the course of Milede, why does the Halacha distinguish between Yeledes Zohar and Yeledes Nekeva? Yeledes Zohar to be made to Maslede 7 days. Yeledes Nekeva, so you made to Maslede 14 days. As far as the Mitzvah is concerned, so of course, it's only reasonable that a woman gives birth to a baby, so that makes the uterus very sore, very irritable, yeah, but very vulnerable, you know, to bleeding. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, is there a difference between giving birth to a boy and giving birth to a girl?
No.
No difference. So how can we say that by Yeledes Zohar, so dam leidei lechud 7 days, any dam that comes out within 7 days, and by Yeledes Nekeva, so dam leidei lechud means any dam that comes out within the 14 days. What's the hesber?
There's a kosher.
Yeah, that's exactly a kosher in 2 minutes. But as far as negating the Cheskas Mishalekes Dam is concerned, there shouldn't be any difference. There shouldn't be any difference between Yeledes Zohar and Yeledes Nekeva. All right, that's why Rabbi Kveigia said L'cheyo eni muvan. So he said L'cheyo because Rabbi Kveigia understood very well that we can give the tzarech. But it's possible to be yashiv, because this whole aloche of Dain Shaiton or Mitam Misles, that's the Rabbonos. That's the Rabbonos. Midrai says all notion is Dain Shaiton. So that's his special takoni. So Mele, we could say that inasmuch, that perhaps insofar as the Mitzias is concerned, So any dam that comes out within the first 7 days after the Leide, when the uterus is still very sore, so is attributable to the Leide. And it mele does not constitute in a hefsek in the Gimelides. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, some mele after seven days, even by Yeledes Nekeva, the Zarzakosuf is, there is a Yimei Tumas Leila of 14 days, but that should constitute a Hefsek in the Hefsekim Leilis, because that's not so attributable to the soreness of the uterus. But since the whole din of Mitam Misles is the Rabbonon, some Mele, and in view of the fact that even within the 14 days there is a substantial soreness in the womb, but not as much
as
in the 7 days, some mele the chachomim or misakein, that any dam that comes out in Yemei Tumas Leide, so it does not constitute a hefsek in the gemoines. Mimele, by lele zocho, any dam that comes out within 7 days does not constitute a hefsek, and by lele snikevo, any dam that comes out within the 14 days, even though from the point of view of the mitzias, there shouldn't be a difference between Yoleh Zohar and Yoleh Snikevo. But since the whole din of Mitam Misles is a Derabonon, so Yoleh Chachomim will be sucking that way. And the first 7 days, so it's completely attributable to the soreness of the uterus. Let's say, after 7 days, so it's not so attributable to the soreness of the womb. But the Takanas Chachamim was that it should be coextensive with Yimei Tumas Leile. And Yimei Tumas Leile, the Gal Sakosif is by Yaleh Zoho, to Tmei Leile 7 days, Yaleh Snikevo, Tmei Leile 14 days. All right. But from Rashi's Loshon is mashma, not like Avdveya says lechere, because Rashi says the mashu sagye shetifseik achal yimileide mashu the name nistamatam. Toshma vishovin bireyach adamteyar shedayo shaito. Bishlein levi domashni mayone say mishum hoche dayo shaito el rav doma mayone achodu amay dayo shaito titam meisleis. Now you have to look at the Rashi here. Vishovim shamay vihilel di plige bemeisleis bireyach adam teyash dayo shaito. Kosal kedaito. What is damteya? Damteya means after the 40th day you let it zoho, and after the 80th day you let it snikevo. That's reya acha damteya, because the yimeteya continue by you let it zoho till the end of the 40th day, and they continue by you let it snikevo till the end of the 80th day. So kosal kedaito hafil is mamerube. Let's say by Yoledes Nikevo, and if she saw dam on the 90th day as of the lady, after the lady, so then it's Dayoshaito. Shammai and Hillel are made that it's Dayoshaito. If a Yoledes sees dam, Yoledes Nikevo sees dam as a flow of dam on the 90th day after the lady. So is that it doesn't say 90th day, but it says achadam teya. So the question is, what does achadam teya mean? The 81st day, immediately after the yimei teya, or it means even a zman merube after the yimei teya, the 90th day. So the makshin assumed that it means even zman merube after the yimei teya. If a woman has the period after Yimiteya on the 90th day, so then it's Dayoshaito. And the Makshin assumed that even if she has the period Zman Merube after Yimiteya, let's say Yom Tishi, so Bishlein Eli Levi Doma Shneim Ayonesein Mishmoch Dayoshaito She'ar Domeo Misolokim שכמו יומים שעוברו ולרוע סודם ממיון זה והבה לו ריאו רישנו דידאיו שייטו ומיניקו מאבונו שמי דידאיו שייטו בריאו רישנו אלו לרב יום המיין אחד הוא לב ריאו רישנו הוא והרי הוא זכו בידומי והרי הוא זכו בידומי. So in other words, the Braise says Vishavi Shamai here are made that when a woman has the period, Lacha Yimiteya, so is Daeshai. So Bish and the Maxnesium that it means even if she has Mamiruba after Yimiteya, not only the next day after Yimiteya, but even Mamiruba after Yimiteya, let's say the 90th day, you raise the table. So is Daeshai. So according to Levi, we understand what Bish. Because we can only say Daeshaito if the woman has been devoid of dam for a substantial time. What is a substantial time? 30 days is a substantial time. So, but less than 30 days is not a substantial time, because 30 days is the minimum of an inobedience, you know, because it's the derech of the average woman to see dam every 30th day. So the melee, if there had been a cessation of dam for 30 days, then it means she's mislekes dam, that she had been devoid of dam for a substantial time, whatever it means. She had been devoid of dam for a substantial dam, for a substantial period. But if she had been mislekes dam for 1 day, 2 days, that doesn't make her mislekes dam. So when can we apply the aloha of Daeshaito only if the woman is mislekes dam, had been devoid of dam for a substantial period of time? What is a substantial period of time? Substantial period of time means at least 30 days.
Yeah.
Because if the last period had been, let's say, 20 days before, so then you couldn't say that she had been mislekes dam. Because every average woman is mislekes dam for 28 days or 29 days. But if a woman had not had a period for 30 days or more, but at least 30 days, then you can call her mislekes dam. But if she didn't have the period for 10 days, can you call her mislekes dam just because she didn't have the period for 10 days? And every woman does not have the period for 29 days. But if a woman did not have the period for 30 days or more, then you can say mislekes dam. Some male. So bishleim levi. So the makshin assumed that when the price says vishovin bireach adam tea shadayu shaito, it means even reye is mami rubo after the completion of yimiteya. Let's say the 90th day, 10 days. So it's daeshaito. So in other words, shoving that if a woman, a eldest, has the period on the 90th day after the lady, so is daeshaito. So bishlein the lady. So we understand that very well, because according to Levi, so now let's see the Rashi again. Bishleim Levi doma shnei mayonesein mishmocha daeshaito shal domeo misulokin שכמו יומים שעברו ולרוע עשות דם ממיון זה והב לו ריאו רישנו ודאיו שייטו ומניקו מהבנו שמי דאיו שייטון בריאו רישנו. So that means וישובים בריאה חדם תיאה שדאיו שייטו. So doesn't mean that she didn't have any period within
all the 90 days.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means even if the woman had a flow of dam on the 60th day and on the 70th day and on the 80th day, and on the 80th day, but then on the 90th day she has the period, so it's right. But how is she mizrach as dam? She had the rias dam several times, but that doesn't count according to Levi, because if she had on the 60th day, it's from another mayon. So that's like dam from the nose. So it doesn't count. So that means dam from the mayon tomei, she didn't have for a long time, at least 30 days. Let's say even you let a zohar. So you let a zohar limitea is only 33 days. So vishovim bereye damteya shidayush haito. Let's say that the woman had a period on the 50th day. On the 50th day. So even though she had the rias dam on the 20th day, on the 21st day, on the 25th day, on the 30th day, and on the 39th day, and on the 40th day, but she didn't have any rias dam since the 41st until the 50th. And the 50th was the real Rishayno, after the completion of Yimeteya. So, is Dayashaito. Why? Because she's Mislekes Dam. But how is she Mislekes Dam? She had a discharge of Dam on the 40th. The answer is, the discharge of Dam on the 40th was from another Maya. So that doesn't count.
But like
Dam Chedem, yeah. But according to Rav, how does the Braise say it's Dayashaito? If she has the initial Rie after the completion of Yimeteya on the 50th day, but she might have had a Rie's Dam on the 35th day. So from the 35th till the 50th, how many days is it? Is it 15 days? 15 days makes her into Mishrekes Dam?
No.
So why is Dayashaito? That's the kasha. So the Gemara says, Bishlim levi yomash tamayonesi mishmocha Dayashaito. El rav do amai nechodu amai Dayashaito. Titamim eisleis. We should be mitamei all the tyres she handled. The 24 hours prior to the 50th day. So the lekeshus. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, when the Braise says that